Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 15, Yoga, the Supreme Person, text number 17. Uttama purushastvanya paramatmate yudharita yo lokatrayama visya vivatyavyayam ishvaraha Uttama, the best. Purusha, personality. Tu, but. Anya, another. Parama, the supreme. Atma, self. Iti, thus. Udharita, it is said. Ya, who? Loka, of the universe. Trayam, the three divisions. Avisha, entering. Vibharti, is maintaining. Abhyaya, inexhaustible. Ishvaraha, the Lord. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Besides these two, there is the greatest personality, the Supreme Soul, the imperishable Lord Himself, who has entered the three worlds and is maintaining them. Purport. The idea of this verse is very nicely expressed in the Kathi Upanishad and Shvetashvatara Upanishad. It's clearly stated there that above the innumerable living entities, some of whom are conditioned and some of whom are liberated, there is a Supreme Personality, who is Paramatma. The Upanishadic verse runs as follows. Nityo nityanam chaitanas chaitananam. The purport is that amongst all living entities, both conditioned and liberated, there is one supreme living personality, the supreme personality of Godhead, who maintains them and gives them all the facility of enjoyment according to different work. That supreme personality of Godhead is situated in everyone's heart as Paramatma. A wise man who can understand him is eligible to attain perfect peace, not others. Uttama purushastvanya paramatma yudharita yo lokatrayama visha vivatyavyam ishvaraha. Besides these two, there is the greatest living personality, Supreme Soul, the imperishable Lord Himself, who has entered the three worlds and is maintaining them. As usual, and Bhagavad Gita is quite consistent. It always says the same thing, namely, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you find something in the Bhagavad Gita that doesn't say that, then let me know. But you can be guaranteed every class will be about Krishna. That's especially if you come to the Hare Krishna temple. You never hear, hopefully, that Durga is God, or Shiva is God, or you're God. It's always Krishna's God. And it's scientifically explained how we're eternal and how Krishna is directing our wanderings in the form of the super soul. How he's supplying remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. And since without remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness, we can't do anything. Therefore, we're completely under Krishna's control. Because unless Krishna gives us remembrance, then what can we do? And if he doesn't help us forget some of the things we want to forget, then what would we do if we kept on remembering the same thing? All we could remember is, I am God, I am God, I am God. That would be very difficult to live. Because no one else would agree with us. And if we try to remember something like, where am I? We can't remember where I am. It would be very embarrassing. We can't remember our name. So ask, who are you? Wait a second, Krishna, who am I? You won't tell me. It's a secret. I'm sorry, I can't tell you. It's a secret. Krishna won't tell me. No, even to remember our name, we're depending on Krishna. As we can see, often we forget everyone else's name. So one day may come, we may even forget our own name. Krishna doesn't remind us. Sometimes people wake up, they can't remember where they are. So that's all Krishna's arrangement. The worst thing is we've forgotten who we are. Now we can remember that one thing, who we actually are, everything else would be insignificant. So we're thinking, well, how could I ever forget my name? But we've forgotten who we are. So imagine that. We're thinking we're waking up, and I think now I remember who I am, but actually it's worse than nothing. Because it's all wrong. That's not who we are. If you put on a costume and you actually think you're Frankenstein, that's not very good. Especially if you're not Frankenstein. Now, if you forget you're Frankenstein, it's better than thinking you're Frankenstein. But better than that is to remember who we actually are. So that's what Paramatma can give us. He can actually reveal to us who we are, since he's constantly waiting for us to develop that desire to find out who we are. Just like we're sitting here, how much during the day did we lament? Oh, I don't know who I am. I don't know where I came from. How much of, now we have 50 cents, euro cents, and we lose it. We lament the whole day. But we lost our spiritual identity. It doesn't matter to us at all. It's the 50 euro cents that I'm after. So this is better known as illusion, but if we perform devotional service out of Krishna's causeless mercy, he can gradually take that illusion away, and that's considered the success of life. Not remembering where we left the 50 cents, or the idea that we think we had the 50 cents in the first place. First of all, what is the 50 cents or 5 million euros? What is it? It's just a conception. It's just a bunch of atoms floating around that we think belongs to us, which is absolutely completely outside of our control. If Krishna wants, he can start a fire, and the 50 million euros suddenly is 5 pounds of ashes. And not only that, but soon our whole body will be 5 pounds of ashes. So most of our ideas are all just conceptions, and only when we start realizing that actually I don't know who I am, someone's controlling this universe, and I'm not personally aware of them, he's actually giving me remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness, and I'm remembering so many things, but I'm not remembering him, who's giving me all these things. I don't know who I am, I don't know where everything came from, I don't know where I'm going after I leave this body, and yet I think I know everything. So better to not have so many identities, so we won't get so puffed up thinking I know so many things. You go to school and they give you a degree you graduated from. I don't know, they don't have high school here? They have high school. It's just called high school. And then they have college after that. And then they have postgraduate. Then you get all these degrees. I'm not an ordinary person. I'm an MA or BS. Or I'm an MA. Or I'm a PhD. And we think we know something, but we don't know anything. We just become more and more puffed up thinking we know something. Because we may know something. We may know how to change one group of elements of earth, water, fire, air into another group of elements, the same thing, and think we're actually changing things. But actually we're just changing the five basic elements into another form of the five basic elements. And whatever we change it into is going to disappear, just like the first five elements we had. First thing we had is going to disappear, and whatever transformations we have will also disappear. As long as ourselves, this body will disappear. Everything will disappear. One day there will be no Slovenia. And it won't take very long. There won't be any Slovenian language either. if you wind up in your next birth and you remember you came from Slovenia and you start speaking to people, think, what gibberish are you saying? I'm speaking Slovenia. Where's that? That doesn't exist. You're dreaming, kid. No, I came from Slovenia. It was in Europe. Europe, I never heard of it. So the point is that we should understand that the only value of our life is how much we take shelter of Krishna, and everything else is pretty insignificant. Because only by taking shelter of Krishna can we actually realize what's going on, including our own identity, and realize what we're supposed to be doing here. Other than that, it's all just part of like a dream that we're having, a nightmare actually. We're just having a nightmare. And so it's time to wake up. Okay, I'll stop there. Any questions? Yes.
So as you said that ultimately we end up as 5 pounds of ashes.
Maybe, it depends how much you weigh. And, it's an estimate.
But still, this time in between that we have, everyone is just trying to serve this body and its expansions that it produces. So, but even though everyone sees that this is the ultimate end that everyone reaches, so why is it so? Like, how? What is the basis on it? Of
called
it?
Illusion.
Because, like, if you look at it from like logical perspective, it's completely.
People are not logic. Last thing people want is. The last thing that people are is logical. Their whole existence is illogical. There's no logic to the whole thing. Because if there was logic, then people would... Krishna doesn't allow people to be logical. He takes their intelligence away, otherwise they couldn't live here. And the whole world is going on, you know, completely under illusion. That this, as we know, for instance, people are madly in love, so-called in love with each other. But if you just peel their skin off, where the love goes away very quickly. Oh, I love you. Oh my God, what happened to you? So it's all based on illusion. Even this worshipful body, we saw it actually what it actually was going on within it, wouldn't be so worshipable. But Krishna allows us to imagine and dream in various ways. And goes on. And 8,400,000 species. The only real logical thing is Krishna consciousness. But how many people are interested in it? People want to be an illusion. You try to wake them up, they'll become very angry. Or you spoil my dream. Therefore, if you tell the truth, people will throw rocks at you. And you lie and flatter them, then they'll say, oh, you're a great personality. You see the truth. Anything else? The thing is that, as Krishna says, Daiviyesha Gunamayi, as Krishna is all-powerful, so he empowers his illusory energy in this world. Because that's what he does. So the illusion is practically as powerful as Krishna is in this world. And if we want to be illusion, it seems all quite real. And if we don't like this illusion, then they'll give us the 3D glasses to look into. We can enter into a world where we can actually be Superman. And this, we're trying to be Superman here, but we can't do it. So they give us 3D glasses and we can be Superman there. And we'll be happy.
Hare Krishna. You mentioned about this remembrance, forgetfulness, and knowledge. Is this three basics of our dependence on Krishna the main basis of our abilities, and
we can't do anything without that. Unless everything we look at, we have to remember. If you look at the floor, you can't remember it's a floor. If you bump think it's the ceiling, then you'll be in a lot of trouble. My God, I'm going to fall.
He can grab on the floor.
A lot of people, Christians, because of their karma, they've lost their intelligence. And they may actually think that when they're sitting on the floor, they may imagine they're sitting on the ceiling. Anything's possible.
We often take it for granted that just...
we take everything
pop up.
For granted.
Yeah.
That's called Maya.
So it is a good step just to maybe to every day just to say thanks or this.
Yeah, that's appreciated. Say thank you, Krishna. That's why we say Sharira, Vijal, and things like that. Yeah, of course, if the food's there, it's supposed to be there. Otherwise, how could it serve me? It's what the whole creation is about, right? To serve me. The sun moves in its orbit. Otherwise, how could it shine on me? We may not say that, but that's what we're thinking. We just take it all for granted. Of course, it's supposed to be there. Therefore, people are transmigrating from one body to another because they have no thanks to Krishna. Or to anyone else, really. Anything else?
Hare Krishna, there is one question on internet by Bhakta Marcel. Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisances. Is curiosity both for working of material and spiritual world good for our service to Krishna?
Curiosity. Curiosity about what?
Both for working of material and spiritual world, good for our service to Krishna.
Well, if you find out the principles of material nature, how it's entrapping us in the illusory energy, that's good. So we can avoid getting trapped. But if you're curious about the material world, it said that curiosity killed the cat. That's why we're here in the material world. We're curious. What it would be like to mix this alcohol together with that one. What would be the effect? Everyone's curious. That's why we're here. We're curious. That gives us the impetus to have different experiences in the material world. Although we're having the same ones over and over again, still we're curious. That's Maya. What it would be like if I had this opportunity. But curious about how the material world works so we can get out of it, that's all right.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. When we are doing some, when we are doing some attempts of devotional service according to the instructions of our acharyas, are we also in the illusion when we are doing this? Or
we're always in illusion, but we can try to become Krishna conscious. As Giriraj Maharaj is walking with Srila Prabhupada on the beach of Juhu, and Prabhupada made a point, and Giriraj Maharaj said, "Thank you, Prabhupada. I was in Maya. I didn't understand." And the Prabhupada said, "Well, you're always in Maya. I mean, of course we're always in Maya. Otherwise we'd know who we were. Until we know who we actually are, we must be in Maya. But we can get out of Maya. There's different degrees of Maya. There's Maya in the mode of ignorance, the mode of passion, the mode of goodness. And then there is gradually becoming spiritual. Even after we're liberated, we don't really find out who we are until we come to the platform of Bhava. Even at the stage of Anishta, Ruchi, Asakti, it's not even clear who exactly we are. We know who we're not, We still don't know who we actually are until Bhava and Prema. Anything else? Yes.
Hare Krishna. So, if we are always in Maya, how can we, what can we do to try to stay on the correct path towards
chant Hare Krishna, read Prabhupada's books, worship the deities, serve the devotees, and try to make our existence spiritual wherever we are. Preach the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Engage this body, mind, and words in Krishna's service, and just by that desire to do that, then Krishna will gradually help us make spiritual advancement. We have to desire to engage ourselves as Krishna's servants under the directions of his representatives, and then Krishna will help us and give us the intelligence how to do it better and better. Anything else? Thank you very much. Grandharaj, Shrimad Bhagavad Gita, Ki Jai.